time for the Appleton Public Library Show with Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What a gorgeous day, huh?
I know.
Not too many summer days left.
I know, but I kind of like fall and the cooler temperatures, you know?
Yep.
So that's the beauty of Minnesota. You've got lots of options.
That's for sure. You do. So, how's your week been going?
Oh, good.
Well, it's only Tuesday, I guess.
I know, it's only Tuesday. Although sometimes Mondays can be rough.
Yep. That's for sure. So, well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, you know, we're kind of on our quieter month, if you call, you know, anything we do here quiet, I don't know. Anyway, we've got Take and Makes for kids and children and families every Wednesday. So every Wednesday you can stop in and see something new and exciting that we have for kids to pick up and take home and do together. And so we've got lots of Take and Makes. And then this week we're offering a children and families Take and Make that is a nature walk. You go on a nature walk. You pick up different flowers and leaves and things like that, and you can turn it into a piece of art. And so, I don't know, I'm kind of struggling with my piece of art myself, but I'm hoping that others will be a little more successful.
Yep.
Anyway, and so that's something that we're offering this week. And then, like I said, every Wednesday we have something for, you know, kids to pick up. And then also we have our book club that is meeting on Monday, the 29th of August, and we are reading Big Summer by Jennifer Warner. And also we are having Lego Club in person on Wednesday, August 31st from 3:30 to about 4:30, and it's for all ages. And so those are the different activities that we have going on at the Appleton Public Library for the rest of August.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I've been looking at your posts on Facebook and stuff, and man, you get a lot of kids, a lot of people coming to your events.
We really do, and this past Saturday, we partnered with Appleton Police Department, and we offered a kids safety ID kit program, you know, a kids star safety ID kit program. And we signed like 25 or so kids up for this program.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We plan to, you know, maybe partner with them again sometime this winter for some people who were not able to attend because of it being the summer months. So we were super impressed with that kind of a turnout considering, you know, it's still the summer months. So
right.
Yeah, kind of exciting, always something different. We're always looking for something new and exciting to offer here at the Appleton Library.
I drove by the library the other day, and that sidewalk... was that, the sidewalk art, or...?
Yeah, we have a story walk.
The story walk, yeah, that's what it
yeah,
is. Yeah,
it's a two-sided story, so you can take a walk on down the lane, I guess, and you can read it on one side and then turn around and walk it again and read the other side. So there's two different stories for you to read as you are meandering and walking. Walking even in the nature to see if there's anything you want to use in our nature, take and make. So...
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
You'll see quite a few story walks all over the place. Various entities and various libraries have them in their courtyards or different places around their cities and stuff. It is. It's kind of a fun thing to do, and it encourages families reading together in a completely different format, of course. But.
So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, we've got quite a few books to talk about, actually. There are quite a few... exciting things out. Gillian McAllister has a new book out called Wrong Place, Wrong Time. It's kind of interesting. It's a mother who witnesses her son murder a stranger, finds her days are going in reverse, and seeks to use that to alter events. So sometimes, wouldn't there be times that you'd like a do-over? That would be one of them, definitely.
For sure.
So you could do over that entire day. So it's kind of an interesting concept to write a book about. Also new is The Many Daughters of Afong Moy by Jamie Ford. It's a former poet laureate grapples with the inherited trauma and connects with past generations of women in her family. And then Mercury Pictures presents by Anthony Mara. It says, America enters World War II. An Italian woman who becomes an associate producer in Hollywood navigates personal and professional calamities. Also new by Catherine Coulter is Reckoning. It's the 26th book in the FBI thriller series. Savage and Sherlock are enlisted to protect women with traumatic pasts. And Stuart Wood's new book, Black Dog, is the 62nd book in the Stone Barrington series, and that series is super popular. Stone meets a socialite with ties to a nefarious enemy. So yeah, if you've got a favorite author or you're looking for a book recommendation, stop on down. We all are, quite a few of us are readers, like pretty much everyone, and we all read something different. So it's kind of always fun for even us to talk to each other, like, what are you reading? So if you're looking for book recommendations, or if you want us to look for one of your favorite authors to see when their latest book is coming out, stop on down, give us a call. Let us help you find your next read.
All right. What book are you reading, Cindy?
Well, right now I'm reading the book club book.
Oh, okay.
Because, I seem to always put that off. And so I just kind of picked it up just to start reading it. And so I'm reading Big Summer by Jennifer Warner. And it's pretty funny. It is kind of we picked a lighter book for this month because, you know, with the Swift County Fair this week.
Yeah.
And there's just for different things that we're all just super busy. So we picked something light that's light and easier to read.
All
right. How about you, Paul? What are you reading?
What am I reading? Really nothing right now. A lot of newspapers, a lot of sports in the newspapers. That's what I'm reading. So don't have a specific book that I'm reading right now, but I should probably. What book would you recommend for me, Cindy?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd have to kind of see what you like to read.
I like biographies of people. I like to read biographies or true stories.
You know, I've heard interesting things about Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights.
Oh.
He shares snippets from diaries that he's kept over the last 35 years of his life.
Okay.
You know, it's always interesting to read books about people who have kept a diary of different things. Think of all the things that we forget.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And when you keep a diary of different snippets of this and that and the other thing, it just kind of really stimulates your brain to think, oh my gosh, that's right, you know?
Yep.
And we always want to say, well, 35 years ago is a long time ago. Well, as you continue around the sun,
yep.
Maybe it isn't.
Right.
I don't know. I think that would be kind of something interesting, and it would entertain you and keep you interested.
All right. I'll look into it, and you can ask me that in a couple weeks then.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, we all know the Applin Library's more than reading books. You have a lot of different services, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got computers for people to use here. We've got magazines. We've got newspapers. We have DVDs. We have books on CD. We have digital content for instant downloadable access for magazines, audiobooks, as well as in electronic format books, online databases to help you do all sorts of things and find answers to a million different questions that you might have. So yeah, libraries are a little bit of everything. Plus, we offer a lot of programs, give people opportunities to learn new skills and to socialize.
All right. And where you're located?
And we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. And our hours are Monday and Friday from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Or, of course, like us on Facebook, check out our website. There's also, you know, pictures and things that we post on there so you can see all the different wild and crazy things that we're doing here at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. You have a great week, Paul.
Yep, you too, Cindy. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.